Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as The Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all glory and all honor and all worship and all praise to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give respect to my pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to our sponsors and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in The Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you an opportunity to get your Bibles, notebooks, pens, and paper, all of the study tools that we use around this time when we study the Word of God, and we'll come back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get all their study tools together, as we always do when we are together this time of the day, to give this time back to our Lord and Savior, the time that He has given unto us out of this beautiful day that He created for us to enjoy and be a part of. We give this time and this moment back to Him. Amen. It is always a joy for us to come together and study, and it is a joy for me to have all of you join me in studying. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You. We just want to focus everything, our being, on You, our thoughts, our mind, our hearts, our intentions. Everything is focused on You, O God, on purpose, for You are the sustainer and giver of life, and You have given us life on this day, and we speak life to every situation, to every circumstance, to every family member, to every friend, to every stranger. We speak life. We speak health. We speak wholeness. We speak strength. We speak perseverance, peace of God. Lord, we thank You for giving us this opportunity to be able to come before You, Your throne, sit at your feet, at your table, and glean and eat what you will have us to glean and eat on this day. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence, for you are the teacher. And we thank you for the morsels that you will teach us on today as we learn a little bit more about you. We ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us on this day. And Lord, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. And we thank you for everything. And we glorify you and magnify you and give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's study session, our scripture text is coming from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. And the Holy Spirit wants to remind us and encourage us about the faithfulness of God. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, and I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, as always, as I do, and you all can follow along with me in your translations. But it says, know, recognize, and understand, therefore, that the Lord your God, he is God. Not only is he God, but it goes on to say he is the faithful God who is alive and well, I might add. He is God and he is the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love and mercy with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. That right there is enough to bring comfort. And that is what the Holy Spirit does. He comforts us in times of uncertainty. And the scripture says, know, recognize, and understand, therefore, that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his steadfast love and his mercy with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. The word faithful means loyal, constant, steadfast, true, devoted, committed, dedicated, reliable, unwavering, dependable, true. Our God is the faithful God. He is faithful in answering our prayers. He hears us when we call. When we cry out to him. When we talk to him. When we have a conversation with him, when we worship him, when we praise him, when we enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. He hears us. And he answers us. Just think about the smallest request that we have ever made to the Lord. And think about how and when and in what time frame he answered that request. Our God is faithful. We call him faithful. Psalm 37, verse 25. David says, I have been young, and now am old. Yet I have not seen the uncompromisingly righteous forsaken, or their seed begging bread. God is faithful. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. It says, the Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises. Let's read that again. The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises. According to some people's conception of slowness. But he is long suffering, extraordinarily patient toward you, not desiring perish, but that all should turn to repentance. God is long suffering with us. He is extraordinarily patient toward us. And he's not desiring that any should perish. Not one soul. But he wants us all, every soul in existence, to turn to repentance. We are all the children of God because we have been made in the image and likeness of God. But there is only one truthful way to be able to come to Abba, God the Father, our Creator. And that truthful way, that one way that is full of life, the only way is through Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. God is faithful in his promises. But you have to go through the right door. And he is faithful even in spite of us. In spite of what we do. In spite of what we say. In spite of how we feel. In spite of how we treat one another. In spite of ourselves, God's goodness and his love never fails. He is faithful. Who would not serve a living Savior who loves us, cherishes us, came to this planet, walked among us, gave himself up, and gave and laid down his life for us so that we could fellowship and have a loving, intimate, close communion of a relationship with our Lord and Savior, our Father, our Creator. Who wouldn't serve someone like that? How great is our God? How great is his mercy? How great is his compassion? How great is his love? His unfailing, undying, undeniable love. Every individual that is in existence in this time. And not just this time, but for the times past and the times yet to come, that we may see or we may not see. Jesus is the way, and he is the truth, and he is the life. And God, he is. And he is faithful. Every day, first breath, when we wake from slumber, is a blessing and an answered prayer. Every day. How precious, how precious is the love of Christ for the entire planet. Second Peter 3:9. The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises. According to some people's conception of slowness, but he is long suffering, extraordinarily patient toward us. God doesn't force us to serve him. He wants us to, as an act of our will, willingly serve him. He wants us to willingly love him, willingly follow him, willingly worship him, willingly praise him. Willingly commune with him. For those of you who want to make Jesus the Christ Lord of your life on this day, just say this simple prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I know that without you, I can do nothing. I know and believe that you are the Son of God, and that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that I cannot come unto the Father except by you. And Lord, I thank you for giving your life up for me on Calvary so that I could be free and live life. I thank you right now for forgiving me of my sins. I repent and I turn and walk the opposite direction with you, with my hand in your hand. Teach me your ways through your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for creating in me a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within me now. I thank you for your blood that you shed on the cross at Calvary, which makes me righteous and makes me clean so that I can come before Abba Father, redeemed, worthy, and righteous. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming into my heart. Thank you for setting up residence in me and helping me for the rest of my life. From this day forward, I commit myself to you. I commit my life to you. I am yours, Lord. Use me for your glory. This I pray. I thank God that by faith I am saved right now. For those of you who said that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Welcome. Heaven is rejoicing. The angels are rejoicing. We all in the family of God are rejoicing with you. And for those of you who rededicated your lives to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, we say welcome home. It's been a long time, and Abba has missed you so. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this moment, this time, this opportunity that you have given unto us. Holy Spirit, thank you for the words of life, for the words of encouragement, for the words of strength, for the words of renewal that you have given unto us on this day. Thank you, Lord, that we have a new resolve within ourselves to know of a surety, Lord, that you will do what you have said that you will do. And we call you faithful. And we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For those of you who prayed the prayer of salvation, or if you have prayer requests or praise reports of breakthrough or healings of miracle or miracles that have happened in your lives as you have been touched by this ministry, please do not hesitate to email us at harvestnlc@gmail.com, or you can reach us via telephone, and that's area code 214-897-9554. Please do not hesitate to email us at harvestnlc@gmail.com. nlc@gmail.com or call via telephone, area code 214-897-9554. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his most beautiful face shine upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance and turn his face toward you as he smiles on you. And may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace, his wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, his strength, his thoughts, his mind, his heart, himself, his essence, his anointing, his authority, and his power. In Jesus' name. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying God bless you until we meet again. Enjoy your God-given day today. Walk victorious because God has made us victorious. Amen.